Yeah, learning should be in Tzfus. First off, my grandfather's yard site, which is tomorrow night, Reuven ben Chaim, Zuchusig and Lena Zecher, Tzadik Kodosh Lerach, also Fur Shlema to Yitzchak ben Victoria, and Yehudas Baschai Farrell, Gabriel Malachi ben Ayala Tova. So there's a minigan Klai Yisrael to be able to learn Pirkei Avos in between Pesach and Shavuos. And the reason is brought down is because at the end of the day, we know the Rabbi Akiva's students died because they didn't know how to respect each other. And Pirkei Avos teaches us different lessons on how to act with each other. So I thought maybe we would start learning a little bit about Pirkei Avos. My Rabbi Simon brings down Parshas Achrei Mos, page 178. We know the Mishnah says that Pirkei Avos 48 different ways to be koneh of the Torah. And the Mishnah says in Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, one of those ways is Noseh Be'olim Chavera. When someone feels someone else's pain, that's also another way to be Kona the Torah. So everyone asks the question, how I understand, you want to be a good listener, you want to be Chazer, you want to learn a lot, you want to review things differently. But how is connecting, how is feeling someone else's pain, how is that going to help you in your Torah? So Rabbi Simon brings down over here from one page 178, Kufayin Ches to go on to Kufayin Tes. He goes to the Maharal, says a beautiful idea. Is that the Maharal brings down in Derech Chaim, in his Perek and Pirkei Avos, Sefer and Pirkei Avos, Shekosav, we'll see it inside. Ki al kein nechshuva midazu le'echa me'kinin ha'Torah. You want to know why be feeling someone else's pain, your zol chad, to be able to feel it, to be able to kona the Torah? Listen to the Maharal, says beautiful words, and we'll end off with a maisa from Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe Rav Chaim Sanzer. Says the Maharal, when a person loves the creations, he loves people, he puts himself in the klal. He puts himself in the klal, in the overall klal, the aspect of all of Bnei Yisrael. The Azrayu Ela Torah Shenin Ela Klal. You know who the Torah was given to? It wasn't given to individuals. The Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael. So when you connect yourself to other Jews, you're connecting to the Torah because the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. But if you don't love people, you're separated from the klal, you're separated from the population. How are you going to be zochah to the Torah? The Torah is given to the klal. You think you're all that. The Torah says the Torah wasn't given to individuals. When you see someone else in pain and you see someone else, God forbid, lost something, he's looking for something or something else, and you go over him, you talk to him, see how he's doing. It's not just a fake, how you doing. You really want to care, you're there for him. You're helping him. You want to help him get out of the Torah. Says the Maharal, beautiful idea. Says when Maharal, when you connect yourself to the klal, the Torah was given to the klal. The Torah wasn't given to individuals. And when someone else goes through something hard, someone goes through something challenging, you connect yourself to someone else. You're connecting yourself to the Torah. And we know the famous Zohar says, Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah are all one. When Jews connect each other to other Jews, you're connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're connecting to the Torah. I think it's a very fine line. We said this story about Rav Shlomo Zalman earlier last week. Rav Shlomo Zalman, when it came to Nisan, someone told him that, Rebbe, you know, there's a garden in Rechavia, in Sanhedrin, where he lived, in Shari Chesed, that they have two trees. You know, maybe you should go... Maybe you should go Berchas Ilanus there, because there's an Indian to be able to do it in a garden that has Rab, that has more than one, because the lashon of the bracha is the lashon Rabban. And then Rav Shlomo Zalman said, at the end of the day, I heard about another garden. You want to know the garden that I'm going to go to with the trees? There's a widow, and the widow is waiting by her. She's waiting by her window for people to come to be able to make the bracha by her tree. That's going to be my hiddur mitzvah, says Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman understood what it means to care for another person. He says, I understand, it might be a hiddur mitzvah to have the two trees, this and that, but my hiddur mitzvah is I know that the widow is going to be waiting for people to be able to make the bracha by her tree. And we know today it's the Sanzer Rebbe's yard site. Just to end off with the Sanzer, or the beautiful Maisa, Rav Weinberger likes to say, and the Sanzer Rebbe. Sanzer Rebbe was a young boy. Everyone wanted to marry him. He was the gon, he was the biggest Talmid Chacham in Europe, and everyone wanted to marry him. Happened was, finally, his family sat down with the Kalas family, a very illustrious family. Also, I forgot which I think she came from a Litvish family, but a very, very Chashuva family. And what happened was, it was the day of the chasna, and everything was very, very exciting. Finally, the chasna was just wanted to speak to the kala for a second, and the kala saw the son's Rebbe. It's a 14, 15-year-old boy, and she gave a shriek. What happened was, the chasna's family didn't tell the kala's family the son's Rebbe actually was a cripple. He had he walked with a little bit of a hunch, and he was crippled. And the kala's mother was furious. She started saying, "I can't believe this. I can't believe you guys didn't tell us this. I don't know how my daughter's going to go ahead of this." And it was very, very bad. It was very, very hard. Suddenly, the Sandra Rebbe wasn't an idiot. He saw what's going on, and he asked to speak to the Kala privately. Just give me a minute. You can leave the door open for Yichud purposes. Let me speak to the Kala. Sandra Rebbe turned to the Kala for now. And he turned and he said, I want you to look in the mirror." And what happened was, he told her to look in the mirror. And he said, "When the Kaddish Baruch Hu brought us, where when Kaddish Baruch Hu looked at our neshamas in Olam Haba, it was supposed to be you. It was supposed to be you. You were the one who's supposed to have the cripple your entire life, and you were supposed to have the shame and the embarrassment, and all the stares. But I told the Kaddish Baruch Hu, I wouldn't want you to have to suffer. When my neshama was up there before we came down, I told the Kaddish Baruch Hu, I don't want my kala's life to suffer. I'd rather suffer before she suffers. And now you don't want to marry me." The Kala's family, the Kala looked at the Chasam, Kala looked at the son's Rebbe, and immediately changed her mind. The Kala said, she came out with a big simcha on her face, and said, "I want to get married. This is my Chasam. This is my Beshert." And Baruch Hashem, they lived a beautiful, beautiful life. But at the end of the day, we have to remember this lesson. What do you mean to know Sabaon Chavero? Says the Maral. When you connect yourself with other Jews, you connect yourself to Torah. When the person takes himself away, Torah wasn't given to individuals, Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael, was given to the Klal Yisrael. So when you connect yourself to the Klal, you connect yourself to Torah. And that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman said. It might be a b'hitter mitzvah to be able to go make the bracha on someone else's lawn when there's more than one tree, because the lashon of the bracha for new trees in Nisan is Rabin. But my hitter mitzvah is going to be in the tree with the widow, where the widow is going to be waiting for people to come daven by her tree. And then that's the Sanzu Rebbe's maisa. When he told the Kaddish Baruch Hu he wouldn't want his wife to be able to grow up with a hunch, and he wanted to be the one to cripple. That's the ultimate nosobo in Chavero. Vishbezocha Bez Hashem. This Torah should be in Zchus. Leo Nishmas, my grandfather, Reuven Ben Chaim, Besoa, and everyone, all the Jews in need of Shlema, specifically Gavriel Malachi, Ben Ayelet, Tova, and Yitzchak Ben Betor, Yishir Besoros Tovos, Bez Hashem Yisparach Shkoyach.